You may have been surprised to find out that circumstances impact very little of your happiness overall. Although they can certainly make you happier or less happier for short time frames, they don't make a very big impact on your happiness trajectory over your life. Let's back up and talk about what I mean by circumstances. Circumstances are often considered the parts of your life that you face, that are out of your control, or that are situational. Circumstances can be positive or negative factors in your life. They can include how you look, where you live, your marital or relationship status, your health, your job, the climate you live in, and how much money you have. When I was beginning to learn about the science of happiness, the idea that all these things together only impact about 10% of my happiness blew my mind. But the reasoning behind it is actually pretty simple. Humans are great at adapting to their environment. We become accustomed to the things we have, where we live, what we own, and even our financial gains. This is called hedonic adaptation, but we like to call it the new normal. When good things happen, we have small, short improvements in our happiness. When bad things happen, we have small, short decreases in our happiness. But often, these things pass and we are back to our set point because even if the circumstances cause a lasting change, it becomes our new normal. To illustrate this further, I would like to talk about several studies. The first study is one on health. In our society, physical health is often falsely associated with happiness. We have consciously linked thinness, fitness, ideal body types, and lack of illness with happier people. This idea may be flawed at best, assuming that the healthiest people will also be the most joyful. In fact, one study published in 2017 looked at terminally ill patients by running their blog posts through software that searched for positive and negative emotions. The post contained overwhelmingly more positive emotions than negative ones, despite the subject's poor health. And the post became even more positive as death neared. The next two studies debunk the myth that more money equals more happiness. Money does affect how happy you are to a point. However, once you've met your basic needs, so the shelter, the food, and the clothing that you need, money does not contribute very much to happiness. A study by Dierner, Horowitz, and Emmons found that CEOs who made over $10 million annually reported only slightly greater levels of personal happiness than their administrative assistants and blue-collar workers. A second study focused on how money can lead to a new normal. The researchers spoke with people who made $30,000 a year and a group of people who made $50,000 a year. When conducting the research, he asked each person to identify a salary that would meet all of their financial needs and allow them to be happy. Those who made $30,000 felt like if they could make an average of $50,000 annually, they would have their needs met and be happy. Conversely, those who made $100,000 felt like if they made $250,000 annually, they would have their needs met and be happier. The way to use money to create happiness is to not buy things, but experiences that allow you to tap into other happiness-increasing behaviors, such as spending time with your loved ones. If you look at the chart on the page, you will see two lines representing two different set points in happiness. The idea is to raise your happiness through your behaviors, not by relying on circumstantial or material things to do so.